Obama administration drug czar Gil Kerlikowske kicked off an anti-methamphetamine advertising campaign targeting Native American youth yesterday. The ads will appear in Alaska and 14 other states with high Native populations. The Office of Drug Control Policy has been trying to put its emphasis on prevention rather than cutting off supplies. Kerlikowske says meth is a drug that can be locally manufactured.
You can make the methamphetamine in a variety of ways, and that's why we think spending dollars on prevention will be key.
Meth use among Native American youth is estimated to be about twice the national average. The Alaska State Survey of Student Drug Use does not break out the Native population, but as of 2008 showed a higher rate of meth use among students in the rest of the country. Kerlikowske was accompanied by tribal officials as he unveiled the ads in New Mexico. This is what they sound like.
Where's your all-star cousin, bro?
He's all jacked up on meth. Can't even ball anymore.
Dang, you're better off getting hooked on fry bread.
We need res ball. We don't need meth.
There are lots of cool things about being Native. Meth isn't one of them.
Learn more at abovetheinfluence.com.
About $100,000 of the media buy will be spent in Alaska. Past campaigns have used radio and billboards. This one will add television. Kerlikowske says they did market testing before they released the ads.
The ads are designed by a Native American advertising firm, and they were tested with these groups also. So they're pretty specific to that culture, and they build upon that Native American pride also. So these aren't the scare tactic types of ads. The other part is, of course, just a lot of parents and a lot of elders don't talk to young people at all about drugs, and this helps to start the conversation.
The campaign will run through the summer.